So here's the setup. Imagine a wall with a big grid on it. So it's a 5x5 grid, 25 slots. Each slot is 6 inches by 6 inches. And then each slot has a power and data connector and mounting points. So you can put a little block or a cube in each slot. Each slot connects in physically and electronically, and it can have inputs, outputs, lights, fans, buttons. But the big thing is that each slot will affect slots in its vicinity and then ripple outwards towards the other ones.
So it's a bingo board that is an electronic pond.
So like how would a okay, so let's say you have a light in one of them and adjacent to it you have fans. How would they affect each other?
Okay, let's say that the fans do turn on, and when they turn on, they send an amplification signal. So that if the light had no other input, it would sort of get that amplification signal, and then maybe, you know, you press a button that starts the fan spinning, but they don't send an amplification signal until they're at top speed. So it's not until they're at top speed, or maybe they're like in a sine wave going up and down, and then the light's sort of following them in or out of phase.
First thing that comes to mind is, like, I think I2C would be the way to go with this one.
You could definitely go I2C. You could have a bunch of slaves on the chain. I was also thinking maybe having two data buses, one that's high bandwidth and one that's low. So low would be just for basic stuff, but high if you wanted to get access to data you were going to pipe into an LCD or e-ink display or a noise synthesizer that has a lot of instruments.
Oh, wow. So you could plug in an entire e-ink display to one of these, or an entire instrument that you made?
Exactly. And then just by virtue of placing it at different physical locations, you might get all of that data, but in a different way that displays in a different...
I'm thinking, like, that would need some sort of like sequencer for all of these things. How would you handle multiple events at the same time from different tiles?
That's where I'm struggling a little bit. I like your idea of I2C, at least for the first pass, because it does make it easier, you know, forget about a higher bandwidth. The other half of me, though, is thinking like more almost straight analog, and just do additive numbers. So as different things, you know, it just adds amplitude to a maximum. So you could have something that's just screaming and drowning everything else out. But if things are playing relatively nice, just by adding, you know, a millivolt, a volt, or, you know, having an accumulator, you would do something.
It sounds like a lot of, like, analog electronics going on there. I don't fully understand it, but I get it whenever it's like a really simple analog device. Like, okay, well, you slam up the voltage, obviously the fan turns faster, the motor wipes itself back and forth quicker, the LED gets brighter. But whenever it gets a little bit more complex, like the like synthesizer, it's like, well, how how in depth is that synthesizer? Like,
imagine even like maybe a PWM signal, and so it's a pulse, and depending on how long that pulse goes, you read it as a different value. So imagine if everything could just yell on that pulse, and then everything reads that one final pulse that comes out and interprets that differently over a time span. So over a millisecond, you look for how short or long the pulse is, and then you do something with that over like 5 or 10 repetitions or cycles.
That makes sense. Okay. That really put it into perspective. It's actually a lot simpler than I thought it would be, but like it's kind of beautiful in that simplicity. Like,
what I would really love is if it was something you could go to Michael's and find like a standard substrate for, like a standard size. That 6x6 is arbitrary. But it'd be really nice. Like, you could make a custom 3D printer, a laser cut one, but something anybody could go to the store, get the substrate, and then have some sort of kit that's like a basic teensy Arduino or something. So you don't even have to like do custom programming to get something really simple running. I think I've just got to go to Michael's and see what they've got. I'm not really sure what it'll look like.
Mannequin heads.
Exactly. Well, maybe if we put all of our podcast episodes together in a grid, they'll be better than they are. Until then, I'll catch you next time.
All right. Take care.